The United States said on Monday it was in contact with both Pakistan and India and urged both sides to work towards a responsible solution as tensions escalated following a deadly attack in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, AOG. A U.S. State Department spokesperson told Reuters that Washington is monitoring developments closely and has engaged with both governments at multiple levels. The United States reiterated its support for India following the April 22 attack in Pahalgam, where more than 24 people were killed. Pakistan has denied any involvement and called for a neutral investigation. "This is an evolving situation," the State Department spokesperson said, adding Washington stands with India and strongly condemns the terrorist attack. The growing India-U.S. partnership, particularly in countering China's influence in Asia, contrasts with Washington's reduced reliance on Pakistan following its withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. Michael Kugelman, a South Asia analyst based in Washington, said India is now a much closer U.S. partner than Pakistan. He warned that Islamabad may fear limited U.S. restraint if India retaliates militarily. Hussein Haqqani, a former Pakistan ambassador to Washington, noted there appears to be little appetite in the U.S. to mediate tensions this time. "Both countries work themselves into a frenzy every few years. This time there is no U.S. interest in calming things down," Haqqani said. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has vowed to punish those responsible for the attack, and calls for military action against Pakistan have intensified across Indian political circles. In response to the attack, India suspended the Indus Waters Treaty and downgraded diplomatic ties, while Pakistan closed its airspace to Indian Airlines. Ned Price, a former State Department official, warned that the Trump administration's perceived willingness to back India without condition could risk further escalation between the nuclear-armed neighbors.